Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Brad, kind of almost a disappointing type close here, where we saw some double-digit gains here in the grains, and boy, we've really fallen off of that.
Yeah, especially in Minneapolis and Kansas City wheat, down 6-7 there. You know, we did see very firm markets. We're almost up as much as 10, 12 cents in wheat and corn here this morning. We saw the corn in December, corn take out the 100-day moving average, which got some fund short covering going. We did see the fund short cover a little bit here yesterday and this morning, but they still got a lot to do. Weather maps at noon might have been a tish drier, but still looks very wet outlook for the weekend and through the rest of the month of May. And also some of the extended models are showing a very wet first half of June. And more than one weather forecaster is kind of comparing this current pattern we're in similar to 1993. Is a lot of us remember that was when a lot of these the flooding started and this wet cycle actually started here in the upper Midwest. Also, 1983 was kind of a wet spring and cool, and then it turned hot and dry after the 4th of July, and we had quite a market move then. But that was also the year of the PIC program, which also, you know, added some volatility to the markets. Other than that, today we had a crush report, was a little disappointing. That's kind of when the market started breaking, when that came out, just under 160 million bushels of soybeans crushed. They were looking for 161.6. Last month was 170 million bushels of beans crushed. Last year, 161. So that was a little disappointing on the soybean crush. Other than that, like I said, we're back to trading weather here for the rest of the season. It's probably likely on Monday the worst of the bearish news was digested with the bearish crop report last Friday and the new tariffs put on over the weekend. So we probably got a rains trade here for the week. And I would think if the forecast continue to look this wet, we'll be looking at hopefully today's highs here by the end of the week again.
The livestock side of things too, kind of two-sided trade there.
The opposite story there, they're so long there, they still keep liquidating their positions. Hogs have had a nice bounce here again today, so they're coming off their lows a little bit. But the cattle just have a hard time maintaining a rally here the last couple of days.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here?
Well, the energy numbers were out again today, and it showed a build in crude oil again of 5.4 million barrels. But there was a slight draw in gasoline, or a pretty good draw, 1.1 million barrels. So a little supportive on gasoline. You see, it's a little bearish on the crude build.
Right, and ethanol numbers should be supportive to corn too, I would think.
Yeah, the ethanol demand was really good here last week, and it's been improving all spring.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.